of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday in our Lenten journey. Our gospel reading continues to present the different encounters that Jesus had along the way and the lessons we learned for our own journey. Just a reminder, in the first encounter, it was the encounter of Jesus with the devil. And we learned that our journey is also full of temptations. And the second encounter was with Nicodemus. And we learned of the need to be born again and again. And last Sunday's encounter with the Samaritan woman by the well of Jacob, we learned the necessity of finding the living water as a provision for this journey. Now, the gospel today tells us the story of the encounter of Jesus with a blind man whom he cured by giving back his sight. Here we should note carefully the gospel story. What happened was not just a simple journey from darkness to light, from blindness to sight. It was his journey to faith, a journey beautifully expressed by St. Augustine's description of what is faith when he asked and gave that definition of faith. He said, "Faith is to believe what we do not see. And the reward of that faith is to see what we believe." Now, in this reflection, I wish that all of us will see in this blind man's journey to faith the metaphor of our own journey to faith. So let us follow the story as it unfolds, actually in four scenes. In the first scene, Jesus spat on the ground and made mud with his saliva and spread the mud on the blind man's eyes, saying to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." And the blind man did, and came back from the pool with his sight restored and also a completely changed person. So he tried to go home, but his reappearance in his old neighborhood generated only questions and doubts rather than a welcome home. His insistence that he was the same man was to no avail, for he was formerly well known among these people as the one who sat by the side of the road and begged. That was his place. That was his identity. Now, he was not that. "Who are you?" they asked him. "And who is this Jesus? And where is he?" And his answer, "I do not know." Now, there is actually scene 2 and 3, which were cut from the reading, because it would have been very long reading. But anyway, I'll tell you very briefly what was in the second scene and the third scene. Now, this healed blind man was brought to the Pharisees and the leaders of the people, who could not understand how an insignificant person could stir up the people. So they said, "Something must be wrong here. If the healing took place on the Sabbath, then it was done in opposition to God's law," because the Sabbath law is that you should do no work at all, including healing. "Therefore, the man, according to them, must not have come from God." So they asked the man, "Are you sure you can see? Were you really blind?" And so came scene four. They called his parents. They called his parents, "Okay, if you cannot answer these questions, we'll call your parents." And so they interrogated his parents. And they answered, "Yes, he is our son. Yes, he was born blind. And no, we do not know what happened. And no, we do not know who did it." The parents' joy for their son's healing disappeared with the prospect of expulsion from the synagogue if they insisted on the healing of their son. So they told the authorities that if you want answers, you should ask our son what happened. Anyway, he is of age. Then comes scene four. In that scene, the man was brought back to the Pharisees and he was grilled more intensely. The leaders, faced with the irrefutable evidence of the healing, tried to make this man denounce Jesus as a sinner. But the poor man simply replied, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see. If this man was not from God, he could do nothing." So what happened to the man? He was denounced along with Jesus, and he was expelled from the synagogue. And the parents also, because they would not say what the Pharisees wanted them to say, were also expelled from the synagogue. So this was the tragedy in the story. A few days previous, the man's life was blessed by Jesus when he was healed of his blindness. Now his old friends did not want to recognize him. His parents did not defend him, and he was expelled from the synagogue. But this was the irony of the story. The blind man saw, but those who have eyes chose to be blind by closing them to the truth. Happily, the story does not end here. Jesus, according to the gospel, heard that they have driven him out. And when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir? Tell me, so that I may believe in him." And Jesus said to him, "You have seen him. And the one who is speaking with you is he." And so the blind man said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. So what does the gospel story teach us? It teaches us that there are two kinds of blindness. The physical blindness and spiritual blindness. And Jesus healed both. Jesus gave to the blind beggar not only his bodily eyesight, his physical sight, but also his spiritual eyes, the eyes of faith. But note that his cure from the spiritual blindness progressed slowly. When the blind man was asked, "Who healed you?" first he answered, "A prophet healed me." And then he answered, "I think the Son of Man healed me." And finally, He realized who Jesus was. And what happened? He fell down on his knees and worshiped him. On the other hand, the gospel story also teaches us that the Pharisees, although not physically blind, have become spiritually blind. Their spiritual blindness, expressed in their stubborn pride and prejudice, prevented them from seeing Jesus as the expected Messiah and made them incapable of recognizing the miracle. They could not simply get out of their blindness. So this brings our reflection to ask this question. Am I blind, like the man blind from birth, or blind like the Pharisee? If I am blind like the Pharisees, what do I do during the remaining part of the season of Lent to get out of this spiritual blindness? If I am blind like the man born blind, how do I make use of the remaining part of the season of Lent to progress in my spiritual sight, in my eyes of faith? I leave these questions for our reflection for the coming days. Amen.